Okay, Steve, in trending news, Mother's Day was this past weekend, and Father's Day is coming up next month, you know. Well, your son, Broderick, we love Broderick, he'll be a special guest on your talk show, and he talked about his relationship with you, Steve. Take a listen.
I didn't really have my dad full-time into my life until I was 16, right? They were moving to Atlanta, and they said, hey, Broderick, we want you to move with us because we really want to bring this family together. Now, in my mind, I've been living in Cleveland my whole life. I've been living with my mom. It's been me and my mom. That's it. In the back of my mind, I'm like, no, it's going to hurt my mom. But at 16, I knew that's what I needed as a man.
Wow.
Man. Deep.
Man.
Yeah.
What you think? How you feel when you hear that?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's the truth. You know, mm-hmm. People don't know, you know, man, like we talk about it all the time. All of our children are products of divorce, all of them. None of our kids have not lived through divorce and separation, none of them. And so it's been challenging for us to blend our family and to make them feel at home and what love is really like. And we've done a good job of that, getting it done. It has not been without challenges, though. Please understand that.
Mm-hmm.
It has not been without challenges. It has been tough at times because, you know, of course, from time to time, they want things the way they want it. And that oftentimes can't be the case. And so my son and I have had many talks. I think one of the moments in the show that you'll see is when my son admitted to me years ago, Dad, I understand why you left. I do. Because you could not have been who you are had you stayed. And because you left, you don't just belong to me. You belong to a lot of people. You a lot of people's uncle and a lot of people's father out there. And that was your calling in life. And I've come to understand that. Wow. I love and respect that. And my
mature.
Son works for me and with me, you know. So
mm-hmm. How mature of him, though, Steve.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
How insightful.
I mean, you know, that took some time, you know.
Yeah.
But he told me that we were on vacation in Africa one time.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting up looking at the end of furthest point of the furthest southern part of hemisphere of the world. We were looking at the last piece of land before it's just nothing but ocean, for it goes around the curvature and starts back north. And he said, Dad, I get it, man. I get why you left. And this was a long time ago, you know. And so that meant a lot to me. You know, we had a lot of moments to get to the relationship that we have. I have a show with all men on it tomorrow and talking about manhood and what it is. And there's so many men on the show that didn't have their fathers in their life, period. You know, I was off and on in my son's life up until he was 16. He's actually a little younger than that, 14. But, you know, that was it, man. And,
wow.
You know, it took us some time, took me some time to get him, but I finally got him and, you know, it worked out, you know. He's a fine young dude now. So.
That's cool, Steve. And he is. He really is.
Oh, no, man.
Yeah, he's a fine young man.
He really is,
mm-hmm.
man. I'm proud
wise,
of the man he's become, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. Well, it worked out, you know.
Can't get him to settle his ass down, but.
But it goes
living
to
his best life.
Right. And it goes to show you that no matter how things start off, you know, mm-hmm. they may not look good starting off when they first start off, but when they finish, mm-hmm. you know, that's what matters, how you
right,
end
right.
up, you know?
How
yeah.
you are
yeah.
now is not where you're going to be.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
And you just got to hang in there because you don't know how the chapter is going to play out in your
that's
life.
Right, that's right, right. Yeah. that's right. So don't judge.
No, ooh, don't never judge.
Yeah.
Or think you know the journey, or think
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know what people are going through.
Keep writing itself.
That's right. And everybody has a story, too, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep. But that was good, Steve. I enjoyed hearing your son. That was
mm-hmm.
interesting. Yeah. Very much so. Yeah. All right. We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.